chest sitting next to it. And the first thing I do is walk over and click on the treasure chest. It's not interactive. It's just a piece of art to make the world look nice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah. Oh. Then I walk over to the table, and I'm like, there's fish sitting on the table. I'm going to go pick one up. No, it's just art. And then you quickly realize that most games, most role-playing games, most of the art is just there as a backdrop, to which I'm going, well, it's not worth it to me. I get just as much pleasure. Like there's an iPhone game called A Dark Room, no graphics at all. And I enjoyed it just as much. It's one of the rare games I've played to completion. You know, there's only 20 games or so in my life I've played to completion, and A Dark Room is one of them. And it's a brilliant game. And it's because whatever choices they made of interactivity and interaction and game design aspects, it is consistent, and it never alludes to something that doesn't act the way I expect it to, and I can interpret it visually to. I'm not fooled and disappointed by any implication it had. And so that devotion.